The three Confederate generals, Floyd, Pillow, and Buckner, met on the night of the 14th to discuss their options. They decided that a breakout along the road that is now Main Street was their best hope of saving the garrison. According to General Buckner, the plan was to move most of the army to its left wing, with Pillow's division centered in the area that is now the intersection of Highway 49 and Natco Drive, with Buckner's division where we are now. Pillow was to launch the attack and Buckner to follow up once the Union soldiers were in retreat. Buckner would, of course, take advantage of any opportunity for an all-out victory, but was to act as a buffer against the Union Army while the Confederate Army effected its escape and then follow, acting as a rear guard. The morning of February 15th dawned cold and clear. The moving of cavalry, artillery, and thousands of foot soldiers had gone unnoticed by the Union pickets. Grant, away inspecting the Union gunboats, did not anticipate an attack, nor did General McClernand, commander in charge of the right wing of the Union line. As the Union soldiers were falling in for breakfast, Pillow launched the attack, taking them completely by surprise. The assault began with such vigor that McClernand's line began to break and give way to the Confederate army. He began sending messages to Grant, but was unable to reach him. In Grant's absence, there was none willing to assume the responsibility for any decisive action. Riflemen stood begging for ammunition, their cartridge boxes empty, while there was ample supply, but no one issuing rounds. Buckner's division joined the fight, and McClernand's division turned in retreat, the situation in a near rout. When Grant finally arrived, after hurrying over roads of knee-deep mud, he found McClernand's division pushed completely off the battlefield, attempting to reform. General Wallace had managed to establish a roadblock across Wind Ferry Road, but the overall situation was desperate. The moment had come. On the Union side, panic seemed an appropriate reaction, and retreat an appropriate action. On the Confederate side, there appeared to be two options: follow the original plan and escape to Nashville, or rout Grant's army. Somehow, Grant was able to quickly restore order. Ammunition was immediately issued to those with empty cartridge boxes. Grant ordered an attack against Pillow and Buckner's divisions. After inspecting the packs of the Confederate dead and finding 3 days' rations, he realized the Confederates were attempting to break out. He ordered General Smith to attack the Confederate right wing, realizing that position must be poorly defended with so great a number moving against the Union right. While Grant was issuing orders and reorganizing his panicked army, the Confederate brass argued among themselves. General Buckner insisted on making good their escape as was previously planned. General Pillow, however, saw the situation differently. He sent a message to General Johnston in Nashville stating, "We have won a great victory," and ordered his men back to their trenches. Buckner argued with Pillow over his decision, and finally, the argument was taken to General Floyd, who agreed with General Pillow. Indecision followed by a poor decision proved to be the advantage Grant's army needed. While the Confederate generals argued, McClernand and Wallace's division began to regain the ground they had lost earlier in the day. Smith's counterattack on the Confederate right wing proved a success, and Buckner was forced to return to his line to prevent General Smith's division from capturing the fort itself. When the day finally ended, the Confederates had lost their opportunity to escape, were again surrounded by a superior force, had lost part of their outer defense line, and more importantly, suffered dangerously from battle fatigue. The surprise attack, so carefully executed and planned, had failed to free the Confederate army because of indecision on the part of the Confederate leaders.